The debates held so far this year have involved only Republicans, but it's a safe bet that Feingold will get to defend his vote in a general election debate. Last night, the three GOP frontrunners all hammered Feingold for being the only senator to vote against the U.S. Patriot Act. Here's State Senator Pat Welch, car dealer Russ Darrow, and construction executive Tim Michaels.
It's nice to do a lot of good things around the world, but the first job is to protect our citizens. Patriot Act, good. Vote to renew it. Homeland Security, good. Vote to renew it. Russ Feingold voted against both.
Russ Feingold was putting the civil liberties of a couple hundred suspected terrorists ahead of the rest of the 290 million rest of us.
Here's a leadership issue. Russ Feingold had an opportunity to provide leadership on winning the war on terrorism. He didn't make the right vote.
The other Republican candidate took his own shot at Feingold last night, but for a much different reason. Attorney Robert Lorge says he would have voted against the Patriot Act too, but in much more outspoken fashion.
I don't think he went far enough. I'm the only attorney running in this race, and I can tell you from my personal experience, the government doesn't always get it right.
While Feingold has yet to defend his record in a formal debate, he's done it over the airwaves. Tim Michaels began running ads criticizing Feingold's vote more than 4 months ago. Feingold has been running ads defending it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.